Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Former Gillette coach pleads not guilty in Washington stabbing case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Former Gillette driver's ed teacher and longtime high school coach has pled guilty to attempted murder after allegedly stabbing his brother-in-law at a Motel 6 in Clarkston, Washington. According to Big Country News, Thomas Krogman, 68, made his initial court appearance on July 7th in Assotin County Superior Court, where he entered a not guilty plea. He's charged with first-degree attempted murder in the June 4th stabbing of 72-year-old Daniel Henry, the motel manager. Authorities say Krogman drove from Gillette to Clarkston and attacked Henry, stabbing him 8 times, including in the head. According to court documents, Krogman asked Henry if he remembered him before launching the assault. Henry said he hadn't seen Krogman in 6 years. Krogman, once a respected coach and teacher in Campbell County, is being held without bond. He's represented by Spokane attorney Stephen Graham. Supporters have submitted letters vouching for Krogman's character, noting his decades of service as a wrestling and track coach at both Campbell County and Thunder Basin High Schools. United Airlines may take over Gillette flights without subsidy in 2026. Starting in 2026, United Airlines may fly the Gillette to Denver route without taxpayer subsidies, making a major milestone for air service in Campbell County. The Gillette News Record reported currently the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport relies on a capacity purchase agreement with SkyWest Airlines, backed by a 60-40 cost split between the state and the county. The subsidy helps cover airline costs when flights aren't full enough, but that may no longer be necessary. Airport Director Todd Chatfield says United is expected to take over full management of the route next year, meaning the airline will operate flights at its own financial risk. Airport traffic is strong. Over 30,000 passengers flew through the airport in the first half of 2025, up 2% from the previous year. That performance keeps subsidies low and shows the route's growing success. Airport officials say United's takeover is the goal of the subsidy program to help small airports grow until they can sustain commercial air service independently. While future flight frequency or aircraft size changes remain unknown, officials are hopeful United will expand service to meet demand. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.